Lift up your hands. Amen. It is my honor and privilege to welcome the men of God. Our time is so much spent, but I believe that we are in the Lord and the Lord is going to speak to us in a powerful way. I had an opportunity to meet Pastor Steve all the way from Minnesota. We've had time to fellowship here in the church, and I felt in my spirit that it would be great for the man of God who has come all that way to come and give us the word of the Lord. I don't want to introduce him any more than that. He's going to tell us about his ministry and what he does here in the United States. So it's my honor and pleasure to welcome the man of God to come and give us the word of the Lord. Pastor Steve, please. Can you appreciate him, please? Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. God is so good. I'm happy to be here today, and it is God's plan for me to be around, and then we can be able to share the word of God together. And I know this place is a hot place. And thank God, because we have the technology of having this call in here. The last time I was here, I went back to Minnesota and I told them, that place is hot. But it looks like this time is even more hot. I don't know whether because I came during, it was not summer that time, and now it is summer. So that's why maybe it's too hot. But to God be the glory. Amen. Amen. All is well. I still thank God for the sun and the heat that is in here. My name is Pastor Steve Ibabu. They call me Reverend, but I don't like it. I told them, call me Pastor Steve. I'm comfortable with that. And I'm married. I have 3 children. My firstborn is 20. He's going to 21. He serves in the Marines. And my secondborn is 16. She's a girl. And the other one also is a girl, and she's eight years old. And I serve with Jesus Celebration Center back in Minnesota. For those who knows JCC, is the same JCC in Mombasa with Dr. Wilfred Lai. And I thank God to serve with that man of God. We've come a long way together. But most of all is to know that I've been called to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, nothing else. The titles of our churches can be beautiful, and they can be attached to wonderful, powerful men of God. But what about you? I mean, it's not about the name, but it's about the anointing that the Lord has released into your life. It is not about the number, but it's about the things that God has put into your life. So I am so delighted and I'm so happy that I'm in this place today so that we may share the word of God together. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you and I bless you. I worship you. I magnify your holy name. Everlasting Father, today you've sent me here, Lord, with one reason. So that, my Father, you may use me as a vessel. My Father, use me, Lord. I decrease as you increase in me. Father, let your will be done on me. Father, I am ready. We are ready to receive it from you. For we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was listening to what the Lord would allow me to be used to speak in this place this morning. And I really had a problem because I was seated sometimes in Baba Mumbi's house, and I could sit there and ask the Lord, what is this that my Father, you are asking me to go and share with the people of God? Because I don't have anything. You know, we ministers of the gospel, we have a lot. We have a lot. I can just stand here and flip this Bible and the Lord will really speak. But I had a really rough time the last 2 days. I didn't know, and I usually get very quickly. I usually receive. The Holy Spirit releases very quickly to me. But this time it was so hard for me to get what actually the Holy Spirit was quickening in me so that to come and share. And last night is when he actually released. And he released two things altogether. One, he released while we were driving with my brother. And my brother was used by God to start talking some stuff. And then immediately, the Holy Spirit just poured that message in my heart. And I say, you have no idea. You know, is my witness is standing there. But that's not what the Lord gave me for today. That is totally different. But this morning, I was praying and asking the Lord once again, what is this? And he brought the word restoration. And restoration, it's a word that it is needed. It is for us all, whether you are rich, poor, tall, short, African, white, Caucasian, Latino, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We need restoration. God needs to restore us. He is a God of restoration. He is a God who comes to restore us. And today, this morning, I feel the Lord speaking to me and to us that there is a God of restoration. I say there is a God of restoration, and he is ready to restore you. It does not matter what is this that has been taken or stolen from you. But God of restoration is right here in the house. Someone shout amen. The God of restoration, he is in the house. And he is speaking to us today through his word. So if you can open your Bibles with me in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 30. Chapter 30, a book of Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 30, we will start from verse 1. We will jump a little bit here and there, but we will get somewhere. Amen. Amen. Pastor, what time are we supposed to end? 1 o'clock? Okay. How many are ready to end at 6? Pastor, next Sunday you have nobody in this house if we end up at 6. But I thank God we are here for the word. Amen? How many are here for the word? Glory to God. God bless you. From verse 1, the Bible says, now it happened, and I like cordless. Do you have a cordless mic? I'm a mover, Pastor. I'm sorry about that, though. The Bible says, now it happened when David and his men came to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekite, thank you, when David and his men came to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag attacked and burned it with fire and had taken captive the women and those who were there from small to great. They did not kill anyone but carried them away and went their way. So David and his men came to the city, and there it was burnt with fire. And their wives, their sons, and their daughters had been taken captive. Then David and the people who were with him lifted up their voices and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives, Ahinoam, Jezreelite, and Abigail, the widow of Nabal, and a Carmelite, had been taken captive. Now David was greatly distressed,
for the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and his daughters. But David strengthened himself in the Lord. Then David said to Abiathar, the priest, Ahimelech's son, please bring the ephod here to me. And Abiathar brought the ephod to David. So David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for you shall surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. From verse 11, the Bible says, then they found an Egyptian in the field and brought him to David. And they gave him bread and he ate, and they let him drink water. And they gave him a piece of cake of figs and two clusters of raisins. So when he had eaten this, strength came back to him, for he had eaten no bread nor drink water for 3 days and three nights. Then David said to him, to whom do you belong, and where are you from? And he said, I am a young man from Egypt, servant of the Amalekite, and my master left me behind because 3 days ago I fell sick. We had an invasion of the southern area of the Cherethite in the territory which belongs to Judah, and of the southern area of the Caleb, and we burned Ziklag with fire. And David said to him, can you take me down to this troop? So he said, swear to me by God that you will neither kill me nor deliver me into the hands of my master, and I will take you down to this troop. And when he had brought him down, they were spread out all over the land, eating and drinking and dancing because of all this great spoil they had taken. Verse 18, the Bible says, so David recovered all that the Amalekite had carried away, and David rescued his two wives, and nothing of theirs was lacking, either small or great, sons or daughters, spoil or anything which they had taken from them. David recovered all. Then David took all the flocks and herds they had driven before those other livestock, and said, to this is David's spoil. I read that long story so that we can understand as we get along. My God is a good God. My God is a restoration God. My God is a loving God. My God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. My God understands and knows me from the beginning to the end. My God has everything that I would desire or I would need. My God knows my yesterday. My God knows my tomorrow. My God knew me even before I was in my mother's womb. My God is the same God who delivered the children of Israel from Egypt. The same God is a God who can restore everything that has been taken. And the Bible speaks to us very, very clearly as we've read step by step about David. And he speaks to us today, and he is telling us about how he can be able to restore us and to restore everything that has been taken by the evil one. And the Bible is taking us step by step as per the story that we've heard about this great man of God called David. He goes to the war. He comes back with his men, 600 of them. And then here he comes. They stand on a little hill and looking down into their land, and they find it is only ruins and the smoke coming out from the things that from the area or from the village or from the city that they have left to their children, their daughters, their sons, their wives, their livestock, their everything. All what they had invested for a while. And here they come, they find there is nothing. nothing. I could visualize seeing David and this man. Other men, they were young. They left when they were leaving go to the war. They had left their wives pregnant. They were left their wives ready to get babies. And they, in their coming here, they don't see anything. They only see ruins. They only see nothing. Smoke coming out. It was not an easy place to be. It was not an easy time for these soldiers. It was not even an easy time for David, the leader of these soldiers. He came and stood there. He was weeping, just as the Bible says. They wept until they did not have any more tears to weep. The Bible speaks so clearly that these men who had come from war, men who had come from victory, God has given victory. You know, sometimes when God had given you victory or has given you victory is when things start to come, is when things start to fall on you, is when things start to follow you, is when things that are not right start to follow your own family, is when God just has released some breakthrough into your life, when God has given you breakthrough into your family, is when you see some evil things start to creep into your family, some things start to come. It is because the devil does not want you to have a consistent victory. Somebody say amen. Devil has never wanted us to see ourselves getting into a consistent breakthrough, a consistent victory, because that is what he is here for. He is here to find you when you are just on your great spirit, when you are just in your good spirit of salvation, when you are receiving the things of God, when you are receiving the goodness of God, when you are seeing everything, it is hallelujah. When you are just celebrating, when David was celebrating the victory of God, then the devil knew, you have no idea. You have gotten victory there, but I got you here. You have got your best there, but I got your worst here. You have got your good job there, but I will make you have no peace in your house. Oh yes, you have gotten the second job here, but I will not give you peace into your own marriage. You have gotten this there. You have just started a project in Kenya. You are just spending thousands and thousands of dollars there, and you were celebrating that there is the second story and the third story. Now the devil, when he sees that you were celebrating your victory, there is something that he's plotting against you. Just understand that when the devil is doing all this, God is seeing it. I'm telling you, God is seeing it. He's not gone to a vacation. God sees everything when the devil plots against you. He does not close his eyes. He sees it. And the Bible records about David coming from victory. And he comes and finds the Amalekites have taken everything. Thank God. They thought they have taken everything from David. But they had just taken them to keep them better for him. Everything that the devil comes to take from you, he thinks he has taken them from you. But he has taken them so that you can come and find them well. David comes and finds everything is gone. There is nothing. They don't know where these things are. They don't know where their cattle are. They don't know where their wives are. They don't know where their children are. Nobody knows anything. But the only thing they could do, with all the braveness, with all the weapons they had just to cry. To cry. I can see those men, young men, muscular men with spears and everything. With when they were coming, they say, "Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You have given us the victory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You have given us the victory over all the enemies. What shall we render unto you for all the goodness that you have done to us? Oh, thank you, Lord." But before they see what had happened to their city, it is when they started crying. They just forgot what they were celebrating. They started crying. I can see those men crying. I can see those women here. I can see those men here. You can imagine yourself. You can take back yourself into the things that you have seen. The devil coming to steal from you. But I've got good news for you. God is a God of restoration. God is going to restore everything for you. I told people somewhere, the devil had stolen a lot from me. When we are here in the state, we plant things back in Kenya, and I invested a lot of money. I gave and I gave and I gave, but just to know, every cent that I gave was going to a pocket of a thief. 3 million Kenya shillings, thinking that I'm buying something, but I'm getting somebody getting rich. But woe to him or her, there is no richness with the things that are not yours. There is no richness you can get with the things that don't belong to you. Today, that woman or that man, I don't want to mention who it is, but they are going through things. They don't know what to do. They don't know where to go. I use my spiritual, my spiritual father is Dr. Lai, but my father again also is Dr. Kitonga, Bishop. I went to him, I say, Papa, you got to do this for me now. You got to do this. I need that money, Papa. You know what to do. I don't know what you're going to do, but I need that money, Papa. He says, son, we will get that money. And then he called those people. Today, those people, they don't know what to do. Those people, they wanted to be ordained. I'm talking about men of God or women of God. They wanted to be ordained. They were never ordained again because God exposed them. God exposed their plan. And they are no longer going to be ordained. Because you cannot be ordained if you are not truthful. There is no way you can be ordained and you're a thief. There's no way you can be ordained and me, I've given my trust to you and you have violated the trust and you have been using every cent that I send you. And I thank God because me and my wife, we were so faithful. And when we were doing this, we could send even 50,000 for seed. As not even including every other thing that we were giving. Because you are doing a good job. You are doing something. So we say, this person is doing us good. Let us give a seed. But I'm talking about the God of restoration. The God who can restore because he understands and he knows where you're coming from. He understands the things that you have because the things that you have does not belong to the devil. That's why the Bible talks about recovery. God is a God of recovery. He is ready to recover everything. He's ready to restore everything that the devil has taken from you. Restoration, the act of restoring, to renew, renewal. Or establish. God is going to do that. But this is what I want to tell you today. There is no way we as Christians we will cry for restoration to the things that are not genuinely ours. There is no way my brother, my sister, you'll come to pastor and tell him, my pastor, I have a problem. I need you to stand with me in prayer because I have something that I have gotten and I think someone is trying to get it from me. The first thing that you want to tell the truth is, how did you get it? Because you want God to restore it to you. God cannot restore what is not yours. I say, God cannot restore what is not yours. That's why Jesus came and died on the cross and bought us. He became the sacrificial lamb. Now we were bought back because we were stolen by the devil. So God is genuinely getting us back. And he had to give a sacrifice. So the first thing, David looks at it, he comes here, he sees this man are starting to conspire to stone him because already they don't know what to do and he is a leader. The Bible says when David saw that, he was strengthened in the Lord. He got the strength in the Lord. He was strengthened in the Lord. There is nothing good like understanding the first step to do when you come across things that the devil is throwing to you. You don't need to be furious. You don't need to start thinking of doing something silly. You don't need to do that. You need first to be strengthened in the Lord because the Lord is ready to give you your next step. The Lord strengthened David when David saw what these people were conspiring to do. First thing, even himself, he was weak. He was first strengthened in the Lord. And the second thing he did, because it is a must. He did not just call the soldiers together and say, now this is the new strategy that we got to do. This is what we got to do now because we don't know where they are. You go this side, you go this side. No, he called the Abiathar, Abimelech's son, and say, give me the ephod. When you see a priest taking an ephod, that means he's ready to give a sacrifice. The second thing you got to do after being strengthened in the Lord is to give a sacrifice to God. David understood God is a God of sacrifice. God is a God of sacrifice. He knew, and immediately when David gave the offering, when he gave the sacrifice, immediately he had to ask God a question, shall I? He did not go by his own counsel. He did not go because he consulted the other soldiers. He did not go because he thought it is the right thing. No, he was strengthening the Lord. Then he gave the sacrifice. Then he asked the Lord if it is right for him to pursue. This is the same thing, my brothers, my sister. We have to understand the principles of God of restoration. There is no way we can get our restoration if we don't go step by step as God wants us to go. Because there is the principle of restoration. The same way there is principle of driving the car. You have to get in, put the ignition, and then the car will start. Then you put the gear, then you see the motion. There is a principle of God. There is a principle you got to follow. If you are looking for the restoration. And the other thing that there must be is there is no restoration without repentance. You cannot be restored if there is no repentance. If you cannot repent, there is no restoration. You cannot be restored, my brother. There is no way that God will restore us if we have not come back to ourselves and understand who we are and ask for forgiveness and ask the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross 2,000 years ago to cleanse us so that to receive the restoration. It does not matter what is this that the enemy has done. As long as we know the steps and the principles of restoring. God, restoration will come to you. He will come because he is God. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he has never changed because he is a faithful God. David stands there and then he comes and gives the offering. And when he gave the offering, he gave the sacrifice, then he inquired of the Lord. The Bible says, he inquired of the Lord, shall I pursue the troop? Shall I pursue the troop? The Bible says God answered. And not only did God answer him as per the question, he even gave him the finality of the answer. He told him, not only will you just pursue, but you will pursue and recover all. Because there is pursuing and then you just enter into a battle. But there is pursuing, and not only pursuing, but you pursue and you will recover. There is a guarantee of restoration. There is guarantee of recovery. God will recover everything, my sister. God will recover everything that the devil has ever tried to steal from you. Because when God talks about restoration, when God talks about recovery, it is because whatever has been taken does not belong to you, to him. It belongs to you. So whatever is going to be brought back to you is what you own, you genuinely own, because you did not just get it there, because God gave it to you, and the devil comes and steals it. Oh, Pastor, you say like that. You don't understand. You don't understand what my family has gone through. You don't understand what my marriage has gone through. You don't understand what my ministry has gone through. You don't understand what our family from here in Kenya and everywhere else. You don't know what the things that we've been going through. But I have a good news for you. It does not matter what you've been going through. What matters is, are you ready to be restored? Because that is a principle of restoration. If you are ready to be restored, then God is ready to give it to you. But are you ready to take that responsibility in order to find yourself into your role to your restoration? God is ready to restore you. David was there. He was with those other men. Even the 200 men could not be able to take it. They were so weak. But the 400 that were right there, they say, we are going. We are going to pursue them. Because David told them, I have consulted God. And I could see these men, they were looking at David like this. They did not understand what David was doing. This is not the time to start giving offering. This is not the time to start consulting God. You are taking the effort. You are just about to give an offering. I don't know where my wife is. I don't know where my son is. I don't have any idea. What are you doing, David? But David was not moved. He was not moved by anything. He was not moved by the things that the soldiers were doing. He knew that it must be a way. And the only best way is to follow the principles of God. It's to give a sacrifice. And I'm telling you today, church, does not matter. You have to know the sacrifice. It is one of the important things that you need to know so that when you go to God, He will give you your restoration. You say, how do I go and give an offering and give a sacrifice? Let me tell you. There is an altar in this house. And this altar is the altar of sacrifice. We don't play with this place. We don't joke on this place. This is the altar of God. We don't joke on this place. This is where the priest stands. And the priest of the house is Brother Tony, right? So when Brother Tony stands in this place and declare and decree, it's the voice of God. It's the voice of a man that you know, but it contains the power from God. That's why you call him and say, Pastor, pray with me, because you know there is an anointing in this place. That's why you call him and say, Pastor, I am believing together with you, because you know there is oil in this place. So when you go to God, when you give your sacrifice, because you're giving a sacrifice, because you know why you're doing it, you've got to understand it is not those days when we used to take the lamb and then we go and slaughter. Today, we come with the things that God has given us. We have the monetary. We have things that God has given us. And you have things that the devil has done to you. And you are believing God for. I am telling you, it is not that I'm saying things that the Bible has written. I am telling you things that the Bible has written. And I have put them on practice myself, because I do not need to preach what I've just read, but I preach what I've lived. This is what I live. That's why Solomon, he had to turn God's eyes. He had to turn God's attention, because Solomon, he gave sacrifice than anybody recorded in the Bible. He gave sacrifice. Every after 1 mile, he gave sacrifice. He slaughtered, because he knew God is a bloody God. He is a God of blood. Until when he went to sleep, and then God appeared to him and say, what do you want to, little boy? It seems that you got the secret. You know what I need. And when Solomon was sleeping, he was asked by God, what do you want me to do for you? What is this that you want? The reason why God had to ask that question, the only one man that was asked that question in the Bible, is because he knew this boy, he got the secret, he went and offered the sacrifices, he sacrificed every time he made a step with the covenant, he sacrificed, and that's the thing we need to understand when we go through things. We don't need just to come and tell Pastor, you know, Pastor, I have A, B, C, D, and then I need your prayer. And then Pastor prays for you, and then you leave. It is not complete. I say it is not complete because you want God to pursue it for you. The first thing you need to understand is the kind of God that you're asking. Your God is a God of sacrifice. He is a bloody God. David knew his God is a bloody God. And he came and he gave the sacrifice. You have an issue, come to your pastor, but take something that will pain you. That's why David, he did not have a sacrifice. He went to this old man and he said, would you mind give me? And he said, yes, I will give you. And do not worry. But David said, no, I will have to pay it. Why? Because there is nothing that is more precious like a sacrifice that is from you, not from us. We don't need to contribute for you. This is not a pre-wedding. If you're going for a pre-wedding, we will give you money to go and get your wife. We will help you get your wife. Amen? We'll help you get your wife. And I'm not against pre-weddings. But be careful. When we help you get your wife, the wife becomes for the community. Because I helped you. Hey, I helped you to get your wife. So when I need to come to your house, don't worry, because I helped you. I helped you. So why do you deny me? Yeah, I got my $500 there. In fact, I was the chairman of your pre-wedding party committee. You understand that? But this is not the principle with God. The God's principle is different. He is not the pre-wedding party. He is a God who is looking for a person who will come and say, you know what? I have been working. I have been working 16 hours. You know, I only go home this time. I sleep this time because I work. I had to maintain myself. But I thank God because I have enough. My wife is a nurse and I am doing this. I have truck. You know, one thing I've realized in Texas, every Kenyan has a truck. That means money is money here. Amen. Every Kenyan has a truck. I think I will come and buy a truck too. So there is something, but there's something that the devil has penetrated into the house. Now you need the restoration. It could be even in the business. It could be with your children. It could be in your marriage. Now there must be a restoration, and you are asking God to restore. You come to the man of God. You need the restoration. You share with the man of God. Then you come to the man of God with an empty hand. David did not come to God with an empty hand, even just for a question. He did not even ask God anything before he gave the sacrifice. We come to God with sacrifice. We tell man of God, I have named my seed. I have named my seed. This is my seed for my children. This is my seed for my marriage. I see some devil snooping in. You know, my wife is a nurse. And you know, I drive a truck. Now, we don't have business, but my wife is the one who is bringing money. Now I have a problem. You know, I am a nurse. My wife is a housewife. Now my wife is complaining. Now that I don't do anything, and nowadays I take too long on the road. Now I see maybe the devil is snooping. Man of God, help me rescue my husband. That's my seed. And then the pastor will say, what you have done, what you have planted, not only did you plant in a fertile land, but the answers has already been given to you. Because you are believing with a priest. He is a priest of the house. He knows what he's talking. He's not just saying things out of his mouth. He's speaking out of the God whom has sent him there. And before you know, the business becomes local. There's no loads that are going out. You have your husband 24/7. Everything is changing. Now the wife who was complaining because she's a housewife and you're going too much is no more complaining. She is even becoming brighter. Because she was turning dark. And this darkness was being brought because of the pressure that was in the house. Because the devil had found a door, a window just coming in through your house. Things are changing. There's no more quarrels in the house anymore. Even some other things that were not happening, now they're starting to happen. He knows what I'm saying, talking about, huh? Amen? Yes. There's no more that I'm trying to look for more lords. And then you go to bed at 4. Uh-uh. The evening starts when you're just driving your car. Thank God we got no kids in here. The evening starts when you're just driving your car. And you just make that phone call. And you start saying those things that you used to do before you got married. But I can't wait to see that little face of yours. Because there is something that God is doing. There is something that God is returning. Because love had been stolen in your house. There is no love. And that's why I say oftentimes back in our state in Minnesota. Because in Minnesota, we have people who live in cars. And they have homes. Because they have 3 jobs. And every job is 8 hours. So what they do, they reduce it to have 6 hours so that he can have 2 hours to pass home and just see, is everything okay? And then they crisscross each other with the husband and the kids. And the kids don't even understand where the mommy gone or where the daddy is. Because the mother, the mom is doing too much work. And then the daddy say, okay, now I think we got to do this. Because we men, we don't like to be defeated when it comes to me. So what do I do? I have to look for more work in order to fulfill my obligation. Because even though you get as much as you have, but still you want me to give, right? Because I'm the husband. And they are good because they can still give it back to you when there is an issue. They are good managers with money. They are very good. I thank God because I always say this. Please, ukisikia ati kuna nyumba mzee amewezwa, ujue kuna kitu kizuri kinafanyika. Ukisikia amekalia, wewe unajua. Ukisikia mzee amekaliwa mahali. Amen. Ukisikia mzee amekaliwa, wajua kuna kukaliwa mara mbili. Kuna kukaliwa kwa kukaliwa unakuwa kama bogus. Na kuna kukaliwa kwa sababu mama ni mure. Unasikia wewe mzee amekaliwa lakini roli ni ngapi? Ni 4. Mzee amekaliwa kabisa kabisa na nyumbani kuna nyumba 4. Mzee amekaliwa, wewe sisi wengine hapa tunasema, tikana na oriani adhirire. Lakini kwangu mimi na wewe, ni kagari kale kale kamoja, tunatuvidu tule tumoja, tumeishi Arlington forever, hatujawahi kuenda kwingine, we don't do anything, ati kwa sababu tunasema sisi ni wanaume, sisi ndio wenyewe, sisi hatukalui, togoti da nyoba, ona kiruga tuleo, netothie, apana, let me tell you, it is good saingine mama, tunakubaligi wale tunajua, wale werevu tunajua, tunakubaligi mama na kuwa manager. Because they have something we don't have. They have something we don't have. And when God comes to restore, he restores and gives the right person who can manage. And when he gives the right person who can manage, the home start growing better. In fact, ujasikia mzee hata hajanunua hiyo gari, ni mama amenunua. Lakini, nani anaendesha gari? Mzee ndio anaendesha gari, lakini mama ndio alinunua. Kwani ujui, hata tukiuliza huyu mama, huyo mtoto umebeba, sifa ni kwa nani? Sifa ni kwa nani? Ata, sisi, we don't brag. That is the problem with us. We are to brag. Lakini ujasikia hata umeenda kwa mahali, alafu unasikia, mama anasema, mwareguo, moroguo. You know, everything is baba. It is for baba. Everything is for baba. Kwani we mama, kwani ujioni? Hata ujitambui. Wewe mwenyewe ujitambui. Everything you unasema na baba. Na baba. Na baba. Eh? Ati unakuja mtu anagonga mlango. Mea kuo. Ah, kanideo. Yani, na wewe mama mwenyewe unasema, asha, dare kuo. Kwani wewe ni nani? Sinyinyi wawili ni... Sinyinyi wawili ndio nini bwana? Eh? Sinyinyi wawili ni kitu kimoja? Eh? You both are one, right? So why do you have to come and then you are proudly answering and say, he is not there. And who are you? Because there is something. That's why when the restoration comes, God restores us. Now let's go back to our text. You want me to continue? Okay, baby. I will continue. She want me to continue. You see, God, now that one was good, but God is telling us something here. God is speaking. God is speaking. Amen. God is speaking right there. God is speaking. God is speaking. The Bible says, I was told one half first. My goodness. Now, the Bible says, then they found an Egyptian in the field and brought him to David. And they gave him bread and he ate, and they let him drink water. And they gave him a piece of a cake of a fig and two clusters of raisin. So when he had eaten this, his strength came back to him. For he had eaten no bread nor drink water for 3 days and three nights. Now I want to bring something to you here. When the devil has stolen everything from you, when you consult God, when you come to God for an answer, when you ask God to give you the go-ahead to pursue the truth or to pursue what the devil had taken from you, let me tell you one thing. As the word of God speaks, when these Amalekites, they took all what belonged to David and his soldiers, God was still there. It does not mean when things are happening that God is not existing or God was somewhere else. God is always there. But because God is a God of restoration, he knows when you follow his principle, he will give it back to you. Now, David, because he had followed the instructions and the principles of God of restoration, then the Amalekites comes and takes everything. And then as they were going, one of their soldiers fell sick. This sick soldier was not just a sick soldier. This was God's plan. He was orchestrated by God. God will always orchestrate something for you, so that it can lead you to your restoration. I say, God will orchestrate something for you specifically when you follow his principle of restoration, and he will take you right to what belongs to you. David comes and finds this young man, and they ask him, who is he? Where is he coming from? What is he doing there? And he says he's a sick guy, he's a soldier, he was there, da, da, da. And then he speaks all the things. And then David gives him food and everything. And then the soldiers give him everything. And then he's brought to David. And then he asks him the questions. And then the question leads David to understand everything about the invasion. Now, this is where I'm coming. When the devil has done something to you, I've given this story somewhere. One sister who was a very prayerful woman. She was a very prayerful woman. And she loved her husband. And the family was doing very well. But the devil crept in. And when the devil crept in into this home, the things started falling apart. And this man was taken away from the woman by another woman. And the relationship started. And the relationship continued.
And then the wife started seeing changes from the husband. He's not fulfilling bedroom obligations. He's not fulfilling the house obligations. He's not doing things that he used to do before. Things are starting to change. He comes home late. Money is starting becoming scarce because now he's torn between two directions, and now there is other places that he is spending the money. The woman did the principles of restoration. The woman was not fighting, but she consulted God. She cried to God. She asked God, I pray, I fast, I do all the things. Father, I've never, even one day, stopped or missed to pay my tithe. I am a tither, oh my God. I am a powerful woman of God. I pray, and even when I pray, people will know this is a woman of God. What is this that I have done to deserve all this? Lord God, I am seeking your face today. Help me. Help me, God. The woman did not go and start fighting the husband. Because the more you start, the time you start to fight the husband, the more you lose your husband. Sisters, let me tell you, let me give you a secret. When you start fighting that man is when you are pushing him away. You don't need to start fighting him because you cannot fight with the devil. Because the Bible talks about the battle is not of the flesh and blood. No. It is of the Lord himself, because you are not fighting with a man. You are fighting with the Spirit. And the only way to fight the Spirit is to go with the Spirit. And the Spirit of God is powerful than the spirit of darkness. When the woman starts to fight the husband, you are losing your husband, because the devil knows how to fight you now better. But the woman say, I'm not going to fight my husband. I will love my husband. I will not hate my husband. I will continue loving my husband. I will pray for my husband. Every night she comes at one, I will pray for him. Every time he asks me questions, I will not be rude, and I will not answer him because I'm annoyed or I'm angry. Because I know the devil is trying to look every other thing to take the state of our marriage into the next level. Every time when there is an issue in marriage, every time the devil comes, he wants to take the issue to the next level. He does not bring it down. He takes it to a higher level. He wants to make sure that the husband goes out of that door and takes off. He wants to see that your children are deserted. They are forsaken. He wants to see that you as a wife, you are crying every day. Your bedroom is a place of tears. Your bed is full of tears. There is nothing that you can think about. You're only thinking that your husband is having another woman. That's not what you're supposed to put into your mind. You're supposed to put into your mind that God is able, and he's a God of restoration, and he is going to restore my life. He's going to restore my marriage, and I'm going to call upon this God. It does not matter how long it will take, but I will cry to him. I will cry and cry to him, because if I try to do with my own understanding is when I will lose him more. The woman, he spent time on prayer. She prayed day in, day out. She prayed day in, day out. She fasted for this man. She used to do this. She used to sit on the chair that the husband likes to sit. And when she sits there, she speaks words. You say, my God, I am sitting this chair because I am anointing this chair. Because my husband, when she comes to sit on this chair, she will get something. Oh, my God, release it right now. And that's what happened. She prayed. The one thing that she ended up praying for, my God, give me back my husband. Reveal to me my enemy. Yesterday we saw something. David prayed a prayer of a confusion to what does the guy's name? Ahithophel. He prayed. Ahithophel was one of the greatest counsel for David. And he prayed because Ahithophel has gone to David's son. And now he'll be the counsel of David's son. He prayed, God, give him confusion. Trust me. Warn to you, if somebody who is truly with God pray against you, that you get confused. You will be confused. Utakuwa confused.
unatafuta mlango wa nyumba unakosa. Eh? Unatafuta mlango wa nyumba unakosa. Na tena usipate bibi yule ambaye ameomba sana akasema kule utakakoenda. Eh? Dokira. Tu tiaria ma. You will not wake up. So what happens? Because there's a faithful woman, you have stolen something that is not yours. So David knew, this man has been stolen from me. You are going to be confused. And the guy became confused. And the man became stupid. This woman, because she prayed. Now, this is what God revealed. The Bible talks about our God revealer. Nebuchadnezzar concurred with the God of Daniel. He said, that God revealer, he reveals. Yes. One day the man, he went to that woman's house. And they did what they did. Thank God because of the blackout. And then the man took the different pant that does not belong to him. And he came home. And when they were going to bed, look what he is bringing out. And it was in a place that the wife will be seeing, and he is asking, honey, I didn't remember you confused your innerwear, you took mine. But that's not mine, because mine does not look like that. I say, the woman prayed and God revealed. That very hour was the day of restoration. The man knelt down on the floor and he confessed every bit of the episode. He said everything. He spoke everything. He said, honey, you are right. I did it. This is my exhibit. You've seen it. It is A, B, C, D, and it is so and so. The woman said, the God is a revealer. Honey, I've been praying for you. What would you want God to do for you? The man said, I need your God. The man, as he was kneeling there, he raised up his hands. I'm not saying something I read. This is a true story. The man knelt down there and the woman prayed, confession prayer. The man got saved. Why? The woman was consistent. She received back everything that has been stolen. Everything that has been stolen. Now, this is the most amazing thing. The man had bought a property, but he had not written the name of the concubine. He had written the name of his own children. So when David had seen everything, and this young man revealed everything that had been done, God is ready to restore you. I don't know what is this that the enemy has stolen from you, but it does not matter. It is not an issue before God. God is ready to restore, whether it is your marriage or it is yourself. Because you could be having something that has been stolen from you. Peace. The devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He might have stolen peace in you. There must be something that the devil can come and steal because he's a thief. I have no idea what it is. But my God is able to restore it. I'm talking to us this hour right now. And I know this message is for me. is for us. You don't need to look on the right side or your left side to see who is this that needs restoration. It is you who needs restoration. I say it is you who needs restoration. There is something that the enemy has stolen. It could be love for your sister. It could be love for your brother. It could be love for someone. It could be something. You see, the Bible talks about give and it shall be given to you. Shaken, pressed down. Most of the time we use that verse for offering and something like that. But I am saying this. When you give much love, you receive much love. And that love that you used to give, it has been stolen from you. Now you're not able even to relate with some of your sisters. And when I say sister, not necessarily biological sisters. It could be friends within the community. It could be your blood sister. You're not able to relate with people. Nowadays, actually, you don't call so-and-so because the love has grown so low. Something has been stolen within the community. What is this that has been stolen from you? Something has been taken from you. What is this? But the Lord is saying he's ready to restore it to you. He is a God of restoration. He can restore. If he did to David, he can do it to you. I say if he did to David, he can do it to you. He's our God, ready to release it to us. As I close, our God is a great God. Our God is a merciful God, a faithful God. Ready to restore. You know, you don't need to tell me because already he knows. You don't need to tell me because already he knows. But we want to make a step of faith. We want to make a step of faith. And we want to stand up and receive back what the devil has stolen from us. Because he has stolen from us. So I'm going to make an article right now. I don't know who you are, but there's something that has been taken from you, whether on a family level, on a personal level, I don't know, but God is ready to restore it to you. As we bow our heads down and we close our eyes, my Lord, my God, we thank you, Father. We bless you, King of Glory, for this hour. We know you're God, and everything, my Father, we do, it is because you've sent us to do it. Father, today, this afternoon, we stand before your presence, before the throne of grace, before the throne of mercy. Father, we are the works of your hands. And we know, my God, you can move in this place. You've moved before and you're moving even now. You know our hearts. We cannot hide from you. You know, my Father, we've been pressed between the hard place and rock. But, my Father, we are ready to receive you as our restorer. Things have been taken from us. Love has been taken from us. We cannot even love anymore. We don't feel like loving. We hate. But my Father, hate is likened to death. My Father, we want to receive back our love, which is Christ. God is love. The peace that is Christ, for he is the Prince of Peace. Understanding, my Lord. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you for everything that you do, Lord. I thank you for everything that you can accomplish in us. Everlasting Father, today is that day that we want to walk with you. For we are standing before your presence, O Lord.
Father, you know us. You could be here today and you want to say, Lord, I know. I'm going to stand on behalf of my family. The enemy has stolen from us dearly. But it's a time for him to know. It's a time for our restoration. Recovery. We are going to recover all. Recover all. Because they're a God of recovery. Father, we thank you. You could be in this place today. And you know you surely. You want to tell God, I'm one of the recipients of recovery. I need it. Just shoot your hand up. I say, don't look at the person on the left or the right, but look at yourself. Just shoot your hand up. Don't think about nothing. Think about yourself. Think about what God is speaking to us today. He's ready to restore that which he has stolen. Something that you cannot even be able to share with anybody. It is within you. It is with you. But he is ready to restore. He is coming in your secrecy. He is coming right there in your secrecy. In the secret place where you want God to come. He will come there because he is a restorer. Even when he is restoring you, it is him who knows what is being restored in you. Nobody else knows. There are some things that are so dear. They are so personal. Nobody knows about them. You only one who knows it. Father, you are God. You restore us today. Ramakotoriye namaseke. Rebebosa la rabakushani yamagadanzo miyo. Ramakoye salakil gedemosata la rabayatokom. Hey, giriazala. Jesus restores today. You did with your servant David. You're doing it with us. We bless you, King of Glory. If you've shortened your hand up, please just make that bold step of faith and come in front here. We want to pray with you. If you have raised up your hand and you know that the Lord is speaking to you, just come in front here and we're going to pray together. The pastor will pray with us together with you. We are going to pray together with you because our God is a faithful God. He's a loving God. He's an able God. He's ready to do what man cannot be able to do. I don't care what it is that the enemy has stolen from you. But what I believe and I know that my God is a faithful God. My God is a loving God. My God is a mighty God. My God is one God who knows. He understands in the depth of your hearts. He understands the things that are going on right now. I know you cannot even understand why you are standing. Because the things that the enemy has stolen from you, you don't know when and how they can be recovered. But let me tell you today that God is going to recover this to you. It could be something. Maybe you want to tell me, Pastor, I lost my daughter. I lost my son. I've lost my mother. I've lost my father into a way that I cannot even believe. What am I going to do? The Bible says he is God who can restore. He will restore a peace that no man can give it to you. He will restore harmony in your heart. He will give you. He will give you. He will give you what men cannot be able to give. No man can give you money that can replace your daughter or your son. No man can give you money that can replace your father or your mother. But there is only one who can replace. God can replace that vacuum in your heart. Because there is a vacuum in your heart that no man can fill it. But God can fill it. God is able to fill it. Maybe you lost a relationship with your brother. Maybe you lost relationship with your mother. Maybe you lost relationship with your siblings. But God is ready to fill it again. He's ready to bring back that relationship. He's ready to bring back the stuff that God is going to do it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. You have come here. Just raise your hands up and start praying. Start calling unto God. Start telling God, thank you. Start telling God, thank you for restoration. Start telling God, thank you for restoration. Because he's ready to restore to you. He's ready to restore to you. He's ready to restore to you. I don't know what is this that is restoring to you. But God is ready. I say God is ready. God is ready to restore to you today. God is ready to restore to you today. In the mighty name of Jesus. We know, my God, you are here. And you are God who can restore. You are God who says, whoever comes to me, I will release to him. And you are releasing to him right now. You are releasing to her right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Release it to us, my Father. Release it to us, my God. It does not matter what it is. It does not matter what it is. But God, release it to us, oh my Father. Release it. Release it to us, oh God. Release it to us, oh my Father. Release it to us, oh my God. In the mighty name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood. Blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, release it, release it, release it, release it. Ramandandundum bumbundiara baba 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 baba. Rimo sakataria bandurubo seco. Reminde yara de. Rumbumbu yama sakaria badabusu. My secondary bakarabasa teria badabusa. Reminde yabodo. My Jesus, you're worthy. You are worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. You're worthy, Jesus, you're worthy, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Father.
Restore us, Lord, Jesus Christ. Restoration, Jesus.